T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Lagerman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jeff is the analyst for Jacksonville Jaguars radio broadcasts. Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us for a bit. Why don't we get started with maybe just talking a little bit about the culture that the Jaguars seem to have hopefully changed a bit, because obviously it was pretty rocky waters last year. How do you think things are a different feel, different culture here in 2022 with Coach Peterson?
Well, I can tell you that that I've never seen an off season to where the new head coach talks about having a football team heal from the previous year. And that's exactly what the head coach, Doug Peterson, talked about, was getting his players the time and what they needed to heal in the off season. And that's kind of strange, right? I mean, you just typically don't hear a new head coach talk that way. But, you know, last year was tough, you know, for a lot of different reasons. The players kind of got beat down and felt beat down, and, you know, enough of the past. But the players are very excited to have Doug Peterson. They're very excited about how he is treating them like pros, and about how his experience has led him to the promised land in the past, and they feel like that they've got the right one leading the way.
Let's talk about the quarterback there in Trevor Lawrence, who certainly showed signs last season that he can be great. And it was a great college quarterback. We know that there at Clemson. What have you seen from him in camp and this offseason that that gives Jaguars fans hope?
Well, I think that's the number one question. And, you know, besides who's leading the organization. And last year, Trevor showed me the most important thing that you got to have, and that's the intestinal fortitude to play the position, because it's not easy to play the hardest position in all of sports. And how he handled himself last year and how he handled the leadership role with a football team in a difficult situation was just incredible. And so, you know, he's got a chance, and you know he has the inner workings to be able to handle some tough situations, not only just, you know, the mental part of it, but also the physical part of the game. And he's got a long way to go. You know, last year, you know, if you look at the numbers, he was last in yards per attempt. He was 29th in completion percentage, 29th in touchdown interception ratio, 30th in rating. I mean, so he's got a long way to go, but there's no question that his arm talent is there, that he's got the mind. He's had great success before. He's not used to losing. And I think this is going to be a significant jump for him in year two. And I can't wait to watch it, because this organization needs him to make a big jump for them to be able to get where they want to be.
I feel like there's a lot of people that believe that Trevor Lawrence is capable of that. Part of what would help him is if he had some real weapons around him. For Browns fans that aren't, you know, following Jaguars football all that closely, what kind of faith is there in his receiving core and in his other skill positions?
Well, they spent some money. You know, they utilized the free agent period to upgrade the roster on the offensive side of the ball. And they went out and spent a bunch of money. And that's what you do, you know, when you have to supplement your roster when you don't draft very well, and the draft hasn't historically been very good here. So they go out in free agency and they sign who I think is one of the best slot receivers in football, and Christian Kirk from the Cardinals. They bring in Evan Engram, a very talented receiving tight end from the Giants. They bring in Zay Jones, who is a vertical threat, and they bring in Brandon Scherff to help shore up an offensive line. So they have spent some money, some resources on the offensive side of the ball, and to give him some accomplished players, and that's what you need. You know, sometimes you just got to have players that have been there and done that, so that your young quarterback can experience being there and doing that.
You know, Jeff, let's go back to last year for a minute. I mean, this is Buckeye country, so obviously Urban Meyer is very familiar to a lot of our fans as a hero or an icon, really, here in Ohio. It was tough to see him fail in Jacksonville, and obviously a lot of the reports that are out there. I'm not going to make you, like, kill Urban Meyer here, by the way, but, I mean, just what happened last year and how tough was that situation?
Well, it wasn't easy, and I think – the players in the locker room had a hard time the way that he spoke to them.
Yeah.
A lot of times he would speak down to them, and maybe that works at college, and fear maybe works, but it doesn't work at the NFL level.
Right.
And so I think a lot of players might have lost a little bit of respect for him. And then when the incident in Columbus happened where he stayed behind and he was seen groping a girl, and then he lied about it, and the reason he lied about it is because he didn't think that there was a second video. And when the second video came out, it was very apparent that he lied. And lied to ownership, lied to the locker room, and when you do that, you've lost it. And look, I wish him nothing but the best, and whatever his next endeavor is. But last year was not a good year, and it was one that I think the organization would like to forget about.
Forward looking, you know, you seem to have the quarterback. I realize it's not proven yet, but there's a lot of reasons to like what you have in Trevor Lawrence. I realize that this league can be fickle at times, but the NFL is built to be able to turn it around quickly. And in the AFC North, we certainly saw that with Cincinnati. So I hope this isn't too outlandish of a question, but flat out, can the Jaguars contend in the division this year?
Well, it's not a particularly strong division. So I would say yes to that. If you can get some things fixed on the defensive side of the ball and Trevor takes, you know, some steps in progressing to be, you know, what you expect him to be, because, I mean, the reality is, and the other teams in the division, it's not exactly a quarterback-rich division. So I think you got a real strong chance, and if you can find the guy that's going to be your long-term answer, I think that you can dominate this division for a decade or more to come. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. Tennessee, obviously, is the big dog in the division right now, and they've got a great running back in Derrick Henry, who actually – grew up not far from downtown Jacksonville, where we're at right now. But the rest of the division, you know, Houston's got an unproven quarterback. Matt Ryan is now in Indianapolis, and, you know, he's kind of fallen off. Otherwise, the Atlanta Falcons would have never let him go, you know. So there's going to be some opportunities in this division. And, you know, and the Jaguars have a good schedule. You know, they come out in the first 8 games of the season. They're not playing a playoff team. And so you've got an opportunity to kind of right the ship pretty quick and get some positive vibe in the locker room and some confidence. And if all of a sudden you can gain that in the first 8 games, you never know where you can go.
Jags radio analyst and former NFL defensive end Jeff Lagerman, our guest on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jeff, how about Travis Etienne? What have you seen from him so far in camp that leads you to believe he could have a good year?
Man, he is fast. I mean, I'm talking fast. I mean, everybody in the NFL is fast. But Travis has another gear, and last year he didn't play at all. He had a Lisfranc injury that required surgery. They inserted a pin, and it's been amazing to watch him from the get-go of training camp. He has had and shown no ill effects. He looks like he's 100%. He's got that extra gear. You know, and the Jaguars are hoping that James Robinson can come back from an Achilles tear that he suffered in Week 16. And he's progressing nicely. So all of a sudden, you know, if everything goes as planned, then you would like to think that in the opening weekend when the Jaguars travel to Washington to face the Commanders, you might end up having James Robinson and Travis Etienne Jr. And if you got both of those guys, that's a great 1-2 punch in the backfield. And then you drafted a guy by the name of Snoop Connor from Mississippi, who's kind of a big back, one-cut guy downhill. That can give you some physical carries, too, if James Robinson is not completely healthy. So that's obviously having a strong running game and getting the offensive line right is going to help a young quarterback in a lot of ways.
Hey, Jeff, did want to ask you, just about a week or so ago, your old teammate Tony Boselli gets in the Hall of Fame just about, you know, an hour from where we're broadcasting right now in Canton, Ohio. How cool is that to see the first Jag go into the Hall of Fame?
That was awesome. You know, I was there for all the events. And, in fact, me and my wife flew out the day before the Hall of Fame game and got to hit a couple Hall of Fames. You know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was awesome. and then seeing the Pro Football Hall of Fame was incredible. And seeing a lot of guys, you know, that played with or against was truly special. And having some conversations with, you know, the Hall of Fame guys, and two guys that really, I think, stood out to me was John Randall and wide receiver, Fred Blitnikoff for the Oakland Raiders, the old school wide receiver. It was cool, but to be able to be there for the first Jaguar to go into the Hall of Fame was awesome, and Tony was incredible, gave a great speech, was incredibly humble and thankful, and it was a big moment for the organization in the city of Jacksonville. You know, the Jaguars and the organization hasn't been particularly successful. You know, in the early days, this team was winning a lot of football games, and then there's been a lot of lean years with the exception of 2017, and so having Tony Boselli go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which in my opinion, he's one of the best left tackles to play the game, and I played against a lot of them that are in the Hall of Fame. And he is tremendous from day one. When he stepped foot in camp in 1995 in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, I just said, whoa, this guy is different. And he was that good, and he was that athletic and that talented. And so well-deserved, and super excited for him and his family, and then also for the city of Jacksonville to have a great moment. You know, especially the great moments that haven't been very often on the football field for this football team.
Just on a personal note, had you ever been to the Hall of Fame before?
Yeah, actually, two times. I was there in 1992 when I was with the Jets, and that was the year, and I remember it very well because John Riggins was inducted. And at halftime back then, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this, but they used to have the Hall of Fame inductees ride around the playing field in a convertible, you know, like a parade wave.
Yeah.
And I remember it very well because, you know, John Riggins, you know, I grew up in Northern Virginia, man. I was a, you know, big John Riggins fan. And, of course, the legend of John Riggins extended far away from the football field, you know, when his statement about, hey, Sonder, baby, I don't know if you guys remember that statement or not, but it was to a senator or a congresswoman that he made that statement to. But anyway, he was on the back of that convertible car and was doing the parade ways, and he was having – actually, it looked like he had to have a little help sitting up on the back seat because he was having such a good time. And then also in 1995, you know, the first year expansion year for the Jaguars, when I signed as a free agent, was there playing in the Hall of Fame game against the Carolina Panthers. So that was my third experience there, and it's changed a lot. You know, Tom Benson Stadium,
yeah, for sure,
is incredible. The Hall of Fame has obviously expanded, and Hall of Fame Villages, LLC, which has all the development around Tom Benson Stadium, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you had some experience both pre-renovation and post, because I think that is one of the coolest exhibits. It obviously honors the great game of football, but, man, it is so much fun as a fan to walk in there. Some of the interactive stuff they've got is just really cool.
And what an incredible setup. I mean, between, you know, and I know there's kind of a whole – complex kind of arrangement between McKinley Senior High School and the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you know, Hall of Fame Villages LLC and all that stuff. Man, they do a great job of having three entities work incredibly well together to make what was an exceptional week for me. And I know talking to Tony and his family, they just were just blown away by the facilities, blown away by the nice people of Canton, and are very much appreciative of their week that they had there.
Jeff, one last quick question for you before we let you go. I just want to know your observations of Jacksonville's fan base and the way they perceive this entire Deshaun Watson situation. Are people down there as locked in as it seems around the rest of the league, certainly as we are in Cleveland? And are you guys waiting on pins and needles the same way we are to find out what the quarterback situation is going to look like?
Yeah,
here in Cleveland?
You know, I think everybody's definitely paying attention to it. I mean, it's the number one issue in the league right now as far as storylines go. So I think everybody's waiting to see exactly what's going to happen with the appeal. And, you know, I think a lot of people are a little upset that, you know, that the Browns organization paid $230 million guaranteed to a player that had some legal things that were hanging over his head. But neither here nor there, you know, it's going to play out the way it plays out. And, you know, I feel for the Browns coaching staff, you know, in the situation that they're in, and the Browns players besides Deshaun Watson, just because it's difficult to prepare for an NFL season, but when you're dealing with a lot of unknowns, it's incredibly difficult. And how do you really know when you really don't know what pieces you're going to be playing with? And I also feel for the Cleveland Browns fans. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of them that aren't very thrilled with the Deshaun Watson contract, the Deshaun Watson signing, and football is about passion, and fans are passionate, and they care about their football team. So it's a difficult situation, I think, from a lot of different ways.
Well, we all certainly care about it, and looking forward to some finality for sure. In the meantime, Jeff, it is finally a Football Friday. we're back at it, and certainly want to wish you well this year. I hope it's a good year for the Jags, and enjoy tonight's preseason opener.
I appreciate it, and I hope you guys can get a little bit of finality to the Deshaun Watson.
So do we, no doubt. We're tired of talking about it every day, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not easy, and I know that it's not easy on you guys, and it's not easy on the fans. So I hope some resolution can come to the forefront pretty quick.
Thanks very much, Jeff. Good luck.
All right, thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.